What's that?
You got anything riding on Saturday?
No, I'm not a bet guy, but I have the Ducks in every game they play, so.
Chip, with the people you've added, the personnel on defense, you're going to be able to play a lot more dime packages this year. How important is that to that unit?
I think it depends on what the offense you're facing is going to do. You know, you get a lot more spread sets and a back that's a difficult matchup at times. I think the more weapons you have, obviously, on defense to match up to what the offense puts on the field, the better. So there's going to be some weeks I think maybe you'll see that a little bit more than some other weeks, just depending on what we're going to face. But it certainly helps to have someone like Nolan that has the ability to do that.
Game, you had said that relative to the number of snaps that Marcus Smith had, you'd like to see more production. So now that you've seen him for a full preseason, where is he in his development?
He's still developing. I thought he got better in the last two preseason games. He obviously played better in the Steelers game and the Jets game than he did in the first two. And so you've seen some improvement from him. He's doing a better job setting the edge, turning the plays back in, creating some pressure at the outside linebacker spot from a rush standpoint, but still hasn't really gotten to the quarterback. And then he's always done a really good job in the drop aspect, but you got to be able to do all three. You got to be able to rush the quarterback, set the edge, and drop. So working on two phases of that right now. So
how did the Travis Long injury affect what you did on the back end at linebacker, and will it affect scenarios of when you're playing?
Well, it affected it just because Travis is a versatile player, and he played both inside and outside for us and was a four-core special team guy for us. So if Travis wasn't hurt, he would have made our football team. So, but it's the same reason why we don't say who makes the team until after the last preseason game. You got to deal with what happens in those games, and you have to make adjustments in terms of what you have. You know, I feel bad for him because he's worked so hard. You know, he had the same injury to the other knee coming out of college, therefore couldn't go to the combine and missed a couple times, but really came on for us. Did a great job for us last year as a practice squad player, really developed, worked extremely hard in the offseason, and was putting himself in a position to really contribute here. So,
with LeSean, is the thumb still a lingering issue, and can you give us an update on kind of Barwin?
Everybody's practicing except for Huff and Tobin. Everybody's full, so I don't think there's any lingering effects on anybody. So,
who's your kick returner right now if Huff can't play?
If Huff can't play, Nolan Carroll.
With your first defense throughout the preseason, you got good pressure at times, but you didn't get a lot of sacks. You didn't get any sacks from the ones. What do you see that the pass pressure overall going into Sunday?
I feel good about it, but we consider Vinny a one when it comes to pass rush, and so you can say when some of our nickel packages, Vinny was in with the ones and did some good work, so did Brandon. So, you know, we'll mix and match those guys in there with the other guys, depending on what nickel package Billy's going to put out there. So, you know, I'm pleased with where they're going, and we're going to need it this week.
You're good about how they fit in and how they've kind of progressed.
Yeah, I do.
It's three running backs on the active roster. Why did you decide to keep only three?
We always keep three running backs. I mean, did it last year until we got an injury, and then we brought another guy up. But, I mean, when you only have 46 guys that can go, I mean, if you overstock at one position, then you're going to be understocked at another position. So that's just kind of the nature of how the game goes. So, I mean, we started last year with three running backs.
But then you had Tucker for most of the season.
On the practice squad, and then he's on the practice squad again now. So he was on the practice squad last year because Chris hurt his shoulder, so we brought him up. So if we have an injury, Tuck's on the practice squad again, and we would be able to bring him up. So
is Chris going to be able to do everything in practice?
Chris is going to go today, so that's what they told me. He may not. I don't know. I mean, they said he's going, so that means he's going.
With the kicker that you've only had for a couple weeks, and you probably don't know, obviously, as well as Alex, I mean, what kind of leash do you give a guy like that, a rookie too?
Well, I don't have another kicker, so it's not like we're going to put the number two guy in, so he's going to kick.
But there's a lot of kickers out on the street.
I'm thinking about today, so, I mean, he's going to go. So you can be the doomsayer and worry about the negative part of it. I'm worried about being positive and let's go. So he's our kicker.
When you're evaluating a player's mental toughness, however you go about doing that, is it different for a specialist like a kicker or a punter than it is for a linebacker or wide receiver?
Yeah, I think it's different by the position that you play. Obviously, you know, I don't think your kicker is going to stick his face in there and knock people down. There's a different type of mentality to it. But, yeah, it is different by position. Yeah.
Take a picture. How excited are you? I mean, this is the beginning of a new season. Preseason's done. And these games finally count.
You're excited. And we think the preseason counts. So I think every chance you get a chance to compete against another team, it counts. So, but you're obviously, you know, it's year two. We got a bunch of guys that have been around us, and we've been around them. So you feel like you're a little bit closer in terms of what we're trying to get accomplished. But you're excited to get going here. It's you know, they're for real. They count. So,
Chip,
What did you like about
year two? And first year, last year, now you got a year under your belt. What is different, if anything, for you as the head coach with this football team going into this season?
I just think there's a comfort level because you've been around the guys longer and you have a better understanding of what they're about. So, but I mean, it's still the same schedule, the same routine. We do the same things similar. So
there's comfort levels with more things now, though, is there not?
Yeah.
What do you know about
him? Philosophical day. I mean, he's a hell of a competitor. He doesn't get frazzled very easily. Nothing really bothers Nick. I think that's an outstanding quality that he has. Is that whether it's throwing 27 touchdowns to 2 interceptions, he's the same guy every single day when he comes out here. Whether we played really, really well the week before or we didn't play so well. The week before, I think that's a real interesting quality. You never knew what you had a year ago just because he hadn't been in games, so you didn't get a chance to see him tested. So I think his ability to handle both praise and blame, I think, is an admirable quality for a quarterback to have.
Before you got here, the Eagles were the second youngest team in the NFL. Last year, they were 10th. This year, 53-man cutdowns, they were 19th. Is there anything to that? Like, do old people beat up young people?
Two old people beat up. Ask Bernard Hopkins. I don't know. I mean, it's just we're trying to get the 53 best players out there, and that's kind of how it fell. So,
a few weeks ago, you were asked about LeSean's practice habits, and you said they're okay. And LeSean said that you were joking. Were you being sarcastic in that response?
I've never been sarcastic in an interview yet.
No, I was just wondering, where,
I didn't understand the question. I didn't understand the question, and I wanted to get out on the practice field. So.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about how his practice
has He's the best running back practice player I've ever had since I've been here.
And you want to get out of the practice?
Exactly.
Is that you have a way of challenging him and stuff, or that you challenge him? Like, what kind of things do you do in that regard?
I don't challenge him. I think he challenges himself. I mean, he has standards and goals and aspirations that he wants to achieve, and he understands that the way he's going to achieve them is that he does have a unique ability that the goals and aspirations he has, that they're attainable. You know, a lot of people can say I want to lead the NFL in rushing, but that not everybody has that God-given ability to do it. He does. So if he's going to set goals and aspirations for himself, he's got to go out and work for it, and I think he really understands that. I think he had an outstanding offseason. He came to camp in the best shape of his life. He's training like that every single day we're out here, you know, and I think he really realizes that this is the prime part of his career. He's no longer a young player. I mean, he's in the meat of his career right now, and he better take full advantage of it so that he doesn't be a woulda, coulda, shoulda guy and look back on it and say, you know, there's a short window sometimes for running backs, and he's right in the middle of it right now, and I think he's taking full advantage of it.
Why would you put Nolan Carroll as your first and not Darren Sproles, who has obviously a great track record of kick return?
That the way we're doing things from a return standpoint, I think the way Nolan hits things, he really fits in terms of what our blocking scheme is right now. But you'll see Darren back there. You asked me who the first guy is. That doesn't mean he can't be on the second kick. The other guy isn't in there. Brandon Boykin could be back there. Brad Smith could be back there. We've got a lot of guys that have returned kickoffs.
In Sproles' case, 9 carries, 3 catches in the preseason. How much more can you do than what you showed in those first 4 games?
He can do a lot. You know, we're excited about him. I think he's a really talented runner, and you'll see him carrying the football, and he's obviously a weapon coming out of the backfield, so you'll see a lot more out of him.
Did you go in heavier at some positions and lighter at some others? Was that part of that just a conscious thing, or is that just the way guys showed themselves?
I think it's part of the way guys showed us things, but it's really the same. I think it's the same numbers we kept last year. You know, we kept 4 tight ends last year because Emo was up at the beginning of the year. We kept 3 running backs to start last year. You have 6 receivers. Safeties are down, but corners are up, so DBs are the same. We kept 5 safeties and 4 corners this year. We kept 5 corners and 4 DBs just because of – and it's 5 corners and 4 safeties, so it was still 9 DBs last year. So.
Piggyback on that, did Tobin's injury affect you keeping 9? Or, I mean, the offensive line, the backup, might have been one of the most improved units. Did that have more to do with the fact that those guys were just playing at such a high level?
Yeah, they played their way on the team. Those guys – We had planned on keeping them just based on their performance, so it had nothing to do with Tobin being hurt or not being hurt. You know, he's on the active roster. Those other guys are on the active roster. So,
what stands out to you about Jacksonville?
You know, there's some unknowns just because they've got a new running back. They've Jokel's back. You know, they got Toby Garrett playing running back now. They've got some new receivers, and they brought in through the draft. You know, they've improved on defense. They got Red Bryant over there, and a couple of really good solid defensive lines. So. You know, you saw them in the preseason, but obviously the preseason is different than the regular season. But I think they're a team that's you know, an up-and-coming team. And I think Gus has done a really good job with them, but they've bolstered themselves. They brought Zach Beatles in from Denver. You know, they did some things in free agency, I think, to help them on the offensive side of the ball. And obviously, Red Bryant is a force on the defensive line. So there's a bunch of new faces over there. So we're anticipating they're going to be a – can I finish a question there? I think LeSean is the best running back practice player I've ever had. Okay, no problem. I think they're a good football team, and they've gotten better. And I really respect what Gus. Gus done an outstanding job down there. He's got a blueprint for what to do, and has really done a really good job with it. And I think they're physical on the defensive side of the ball, and they've got some weapons offensively. So,
you know, better than you did a year ago,
Gus. Better?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he's got events. I mean, we have a league meeting in March. I mean, I know him. Gus is a really, really nice guy, but besides the league meeting in March, I haven't seen him.
With their quarterbacks, do you watch anything with Bortles? A lot of people expect him eventually to be the quarterback. Do you do any preparation in case they go to him?
You got film on both. They haven't changed offensively on scheme-wise when Blake is in there compared to Chad. So not that they can't, but I think they're similar type guys. You know, I don't think they're obviously going to come out in the wishbone with Blake. Blake's a legitimate NFL prototypical quarterback, so I don't think their scheme would change very much. But we're not going to go chasing ghosts and start to say, hey, if this guy's in, we would imagine they would run this offense. You got to go just based upon what they, you know, what Jed's done in his career there as the offensive coordinator in the 1 year he's been there, and then what he did in the past, kind of what his background is. So.
Were you guys going to point to taking Marquise Lee during draft time, and just what made him such a productive college player?
He was on our board, you know, a very talented kid. We're really, really high on Marquise. There was, had a very, very high grade. You know, I saw him up close and personal, you know, in the times that we played USC. He's has a great knack for the deep ball, does a great job of adjusting to it. And he's an unbelievable competitor, I think. You know, any ball that's thrown, he really thinks is his, and he's got a great mentality from it. Really fun kid to be around, you know, got a great work ethic. I think everybody at USC still just raves about him as a practice player. He's everything you want, and I really, excited to compete against him because I know what type of player he is, and he put up some pretty good numbers on him, so hopefully we can shut him down a little bit better in the NFL than I did in college. So,
after a summer with Jordan Matthews, how do you evaluate him going into the regular season?
Just excited. You know, I think he's one of those guys that you see every day. He's kind of like a sponge. He just wants to get better. He's always trying to figure out new things, what to do. He's that type of guy. He just wants more, more, more. I think the biggest thing with Jordan and you know, there's some other guys on the team that are like him, is that we have to make sure we manage him because he's got such a high motor, whether it's in the meeting rooms or on the practice field, that we got to make sure that he understands that we're playing a 16-game season here. But he's been awesome to coach. Real excited about getting a chance to see him in his first game.
Okay.
Thanks. Thank you.